This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
We learned a few new things about the Delta variant of COVID in the past week, that it's as contagious as chickenpox and that vaccinated people could be spreading it. That's led the CDC to recommend even the vaccinated wear masks when they're indoors in public places in the Chicago area. As masking signs start going back up, WBEZ's Linda Lutton spent the weekend asking people for their take on the latest COVID news.
I meet Jake and Christy from Des Moines, Iowa, in the River North area on Friday night. She's vaccinated, he's not.
There's not enough research on it for me.
As they've been walking around, outside or inside, they haven't been wearing masks.
Suggested. I mean, there's signs suggesting it, but no one's enforcing.
So will the Delta variant get them to change their minds or convince Jake to get vaccinated?
No. I think we're both comfortable.
Nearby, I meet Lori and Katie Abbey, mother and daughter from Kenosha, here celebrating a 13-year-old kid's birthday.
Navy Pier, the Museum of Science and Industry.
No one is vaccinated. Katie says she's had COVID twice. She's a nurse's assistant. I ask them about the guidance.
Vaccinated and unvaccinated, over the age of 2, wear a mask when you're indoors.
I would just say that questions the authenticity of the actual vaccination in and of itself.
To Katie, this is one of the reasons she never got the shot.
It doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from spreading it.
So until it's more healthier, I feel like it's better just to wait until it's FDA approved. So I would say that didn't really change my opinion.
I don't think it changes anything.
The revelation that the Delta variant could be spreading among vaccinated people is a huge change from what we knew. But as I continue to talk to people, I'm struck that it might not be changing perspectives. It kind of feels like it's cementing them.
Yeah, nothing really has changed for me, at least, because I've always been wearing my mask, so.
Matthew Chen is wiping down tables outside the Chipotle restaurant where he works near Fox Valley Mall in Aurora. He's vaccinated.
Previously, when they enacted the you don't have to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated, I personally, myself, still chose to wear a mask because I wasn't feeling that confident in everybody's status as being vaccinated.
Now there's a brand new sign on the Chipotle door that Chen appreciates, giving the new CDC guidance on indoor masking. But like many other customers at the Chipotle, Daniel Maida is ignoring it.
I can't keep changing my life for other people.
He's vaccinated, and if you're not...
That's like your own fault if you get sick, honestly. Like that's on you. We're at the point now that pretty much anybody that's over 12 can get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, that's almost a personal problem. I'm kind of over the point that I have to wear a mask for other people.
The Delta variant feels like it's upending a lot for Shannon Limjuko. She's at a parent rally nearby in support of masking in schools.
I'm feeling anxious and nervous because I have 2 young kids, so they're not eligible to be vaccinated. And I think we were all feeling so optimistic and positive going into the summer. I've had my kids doing soccer again. And just in the last week, I feel like as a parent, I'm starting to second guess.
It all feels like a step backwards when we had been moving forward. For some, it's just about acceptance.
We've been wearing masks for the better part of the year, so what's the difference? Griping about it isn't going to help.
Just be cautious and follow the rules. That's really it.
I meet these guys at another store. No sign on the door here. Both are vaccinated and masked.
It seems a little surrealistic at this point, but it'll come to an end. It's just taking longer because nobody wants to conform anymore. People are tired. People want to have freedom. So we'll get there.
Until then, he'll keep his mask on. He said he wants to be around to see the end of it all. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.